This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Shanika, Talisha, Tawanda. Woo! Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. That was my jam. Petey Pablo. I was in the building for the scenes that he did for Drumline at the Georgia Dome.
Oh, really?
I mean, yeah. I mean, most of the AUC was in the building for that. You know, so when I was in school, I mean, I'm showing my age here, at least 7 movies were made on the campuses of the AUC, okay? Stomp the Yard was made while I was there, or shortly after, when I left school, I went straight to work for Morehouse, so I was there for a lot of that stuff, and, shouts out to Morehouse. I need to call the dean of our journalism department, because Dean Brian Thomas, because I've been saying for years that I need to bring some of the Morehouse sports journalism students up here to do some work or get a chance to, you know, do some stuff with me. I mean, I just had my guy Maddox Martin from Arizona State sports journalism, but I haven't had a Morehouse student here yet, so shame on me. And they're right around the corner. So Dean Ron Thomas was the dean of the journalism department at Morehouse. I'm going to give him a call and get, you know, a couple Morehouse students up here and let them have a moment to get a little experience. You know, I mean, my boy Dylan brings the West Georgia people up here and shows them around. So I should do that for the young students at Morehouse. So clip that for me, Dom. I'm going to send it over to Dean Thomas and let him know I've been thinking about the program over there and the sports journalism. They did not have that when I was a student. They didn't have that at all. So I wish they did, you know, but it's there now. And hopefully those young students over there will go on and do great things. But what was I saying? I was talking about, I lost my train of thought, Dom. I'm getting old, Dom. I'm getting old. But I don't know. Bring me back, Dom. Bring me back.
Before you were talking about we had Max on.
Right. Okay, I don't remember. It'll come back to me. I completely lost my train of thought. I looked up at the screen, and now Alabama's up 17-0 over Auburn. So that completely took over my train of thought, and I'm like, well, this game's probably going to get out of hand real quick if this keeps going.
Yeah.
Ty Simpson is starting to play. If he keeps balling out, he'll submit his invitation to New York for the Heisman Trophy ceremony.
Oh,
he's going to get some votes.
You were talking about Petey Pablo.
Oh, Petey Pablo. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. Thank you. So there were a lot of movies made in AUC while I was either a student or after when I was an employee. So Remember the Titans was made in AUC. Yeah. I have a lot of friends that was in Remember the Titans because they will come right to campus and say, hey, we need extras for this scene. We Are Marshall was made right there on Morris Brown's campus while I was there. And all those football scenes where they're in the stands, you know, they're doing mock football games, but there are a lot of AUC students sitting in the stands. So We Are Marshall, Stomp the Yard, Remember the Titans, Drumline. Drumline's made mostly on Clark's campus, but when they did the Battle of the Band scenes at the Georgia Dome back then, they pretty much was like, hey, we need to fill these stands. If you're around the area, come sit in the stands. And when they were doing his parts, when he drove out in the Bentley and all that stuff, I was in George Dome for all that stuff going on, and it was pretty cool. So yeah, you don't get no credit or nothing. You just, you know, you're pretty much seat fillers.
Yeah, you just get the experience.
Yeah, because they have to make the stadium look like it's full. Now they really only need about 10,000 because they can make 10,000 people look like 50,000. They can, the way they do the camera angles and all that stuff, they put you all in one segment and they can make the stadium look like it's full just from those 10,000. So it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. But Peter Pablo, what happened to him after that? He definitely fell off the map. Definitely.
I had no idea.
Definitely fell off the map. All right, Dom. Buffalo's in town tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
At Heinz Field. Will you, hold on, are you tired over there?
Nope, I'm
you
good.
You tired? What's it called now? It's not Heinz Field.
No,
anymore,
it is
right?
Acrisure Stadium.
What is that, a financial institution?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
I still call it Heinz Field.
James Cook, is he the leading rusher in the NFL? If he's not, he's one of.
I would assume it's Jonathan Taylor, but I'm sure James Cook has been having a really good season, so he's got to be somewhere in that top five.
Top five, okay. How are you going to slow down James Cook and Josh Allen?
Well, I mean, the main deal is going to be to stop James Cook first. When you look at what Buffalo has this year.
He's second in NFL.
Second? Okay. Mm-hmm. When you look at what Buffalo has right now, they need to get the run game going because if they don't, then it forces Josh Allen to have to play a lot of hero ball.
Superman!
And quite honestly,
he does it well.
I say he does it really well, but the truth is they don't have the offensive talent around him to really maximize that.
They signing wide receivers off the street.
Yeah, like Brandon Cooks, that's nice.
Where he been for 9 weeks, 10 weeks?
Well, they actually did some funny stuff with him getting released from the Saints or something like that, okay. I saw. But anywho, like Keon Coleman hasn't developed.
Didn't they suspend him for a game?
Yeah, he was missing meetings and stuff like that. Okay. Khalil Shakir is solid, but again, there's just no real difference makers on
the
this
tight
offense.
End's pretty good.
Yeah, you know, like Dalton Kincaid is solid, and James Cook is obviously elite. But outside of those two, there's not a lot that you have to worry about when it comes to Buffalo offensively. So if you can stop the run and you force Josh Allen to try and hold the ball and force some of those mistakes, that bodes well for the Steelers. That's something that the one thing that has been constant for this team.
They can get to the quarterback.
They can get to the quarterback, but more importantly, if they force turnovers, they win.
Gotcha.
Plain and simple.
And they're usually pretty good at that.
Yeah, I say in almost every, I think every game this year that they've won, they've had at least two turnovers in. So if they force turnovers, if they can stop the run and force Josh Allen to make these plays and try and play, like I said, hero ball, then maybe it bodes well for them.
So the Bengals did my Ravens a disservice, did your Steelers a good service. We say it every year, watch out for the Bengals. The Bengals can ruin somebody's dreams and parties, and they did that to the Ravens on Thanksgiving night. How many times y'all got the Bengals left on your schedule?
We are done with the Bengals.
You be done with the Bengals? So you're done with the Bengals. You still have both games against the Ravens.
Yes.
One of them starting next week.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. So, and now the Lions don't look as tough. The Dolphins and the Browns as well. And you finish with the Ravens. This division is coming down to those two matchups. No ifs, ands,
yeah,
or buts.
Yeah, I was saying, that's what's going to decide this division is the two games against Baltimore.
Yep.
That's really what it's going to come down to.
You know what's going
to
happen. You know, all those games on that final week 17 always don't have their times situated. That's the Sunday night game.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be Sunday night. Yeah, you can go ahead and book it. Final
Ravens at Steelers, 8:20 Sunday night.
Yep. Yes, final game of the regular season will be Steelers Ravens,
which it has
Sunday
been like
night.
Four or five times in the past.
Right. Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. All right. Well, we know that. So, but tell me, do you win tomorrow? Can you win tomorrow? Or do you win tomorrow?
Can they win tomorrow? Yes. Do they win? I have no idea.
Yeah,
as I said to
you, don't
to
win.
Caleb,
the Ravens still in first place.
I know. As I said to Caleb, this is a mediocre team. They are led by a mediocre coaching staff.
Stop it.
And
that's an elite coach.
He's not. Because of that, they can beat anyone on any given week. They can lose to anyone on any given week. So Buffalo, Now, I will say Buffalo has kind of had a thing of losing games that they should win this year. They've just kind of looked stuck in the mud at times. So maybe this is a game where, you know, the Steelers, who also, by the way, Buffalo is one of the worst teams at stopping the run. So hopefully the Steelers can commit to running the ball, because they've been doing it well in the first half for the past few weeks. And then for whatever reason, they decided to get away from it in the second half, despite being up double digits at times. But we'll see. Like I said, we'll see. There's a lot of things in the Steelers' favor this game, I think. Mm-hmm. But will they make the most of it? Will they actually be able to take advantage of it with this coaching staff? Probably not.
Now, Dom, you'll be working the Falcons Radio Network tomorrow, right?
Yep.
As the producer for Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Yep. What will be your Steelers? Because if those of you don't know, of course, this is radio, you don't see us. My boy Dom coming here with a fresh Steelers outfit pretty much every single week. So what's the Steelers outfit for tomorrow?
I mean, listen, you know, I typically...
I mean, it's definitely sweatshirt season. I've seen you with plenty of Steelers
sweatshirts.
Oh, yeah, you know,
sweats or something like that. I may throw an actual jersey on. We'll see. It's a lot more fun when the team is winning, and it's a lot more fun when the season starts and you start putting on all the gear. Now, granted, I got my staples. You know, I'll keep a terrible towel on me. I got my necklace or something like that. But we'll see. We'll see. Like I said, probably something of that vein.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you a story. My guy, Gerard Terrell, okay, worked with him for many, many years with Marriott. He's a executive now up at Lake Lanier. He is born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia, Northside, went to Buford High School, one of the biggest Buford Wolves fans that there are, has Buford Wolves season tickets for high school football. Can you believe that? And he's had them for like 20 years, okay? Season tickets at Buford football before they had the new palace. When they was in the old stadium, he had season tickets at Buford, okay? Him and I went to the Steelers game, Falcons game. This is probably 2005, 6, or 7. He has a leather Steelers jacket that is the most swagged out thing I've ever seen in my life. That thing is plush. I don't know where he got it from. I don't know why he's a Steelers fan. Like I say, he's born and raised in Atlanta. Born and raised. But he is diehard Steelers. And I mean, him and I went to that game, and he pulled out that Steelers leather car. I was like, boy, you sharp. Don't leave it sitting around. Don't leave it sitting around. You know, because I go right to Baltimore. Like, where you get that Steelers coat from? Yeah, you know, I found it. But that's my guy, Gerard Terrell. He's a loyal listener, too, and one of my bestest, dearest old friends from Marriott. So shouts out to him. And I will talk to you tomorrow when I get here, because I won't get here about 5:30. By then, you'll know. You'll know. I'll know how Dom's day is going as soon as I walk into the studio. So, good luck. We'll see. I'm actually going to wish you good luck because you're my boy. I don't need your team to have good luck because my Ravens lost. But since I like you, I wish you good luck.
Greatly appreciate
it. No problem. All right, we're going to get out of here. We'll come back. We'll update you on some of these late games in college football. We'll talk about what the Hawks need to do if they're going to take down the Sixers tomorrow in Philly. And then we'll get out of here at 10 o'clock. I'm off the air here on Sports Radio 92.9 again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to Time Out with Eric Slaughter here on this chilly Saturday night. The temperature has dropped. I'm getting updates on my phone. Last night I got an update that the temperature had dropped down into the low 30s. Let's see what it is outside now. It's in the high 30s right now. We're going to get into the mid 30s overnight. Going to be a rainy Sunday. Good thing the Falcons aren't playing at home, as they'll be up in New York. And then from what I've seen from weather reports, there's going to be a lot of football games tomorrow that might have some snowy conditions. The Cleveland game, there was a shot that Maddox showed me while he was in studio that the Cleveland Brown Stadium is currently completely under snow. So there may be some other games throughout the Midwest that have affected. Let's see, the Bears have already played. The Chicago's getting killed. The Chicago airport's been shut down, but they've already played. Cleveland's at home. Bengals have already played. Detroit's already played. Green Bay's already played. Minnesota has a dome, and they're playing out in Seattle anyway, so maybe not. Pittsburgh is at home. What's it going on there? What's the weather report in Pittsburgh tomorrow, Dom? I know it's going to be cold, but one of any snow could be around by the lake there. I mean, if Cleveland's not that far from Pittsburgh, right? They're both on the lakes there of the Great Lakes of the country, so they could have possibly some snow in the forecast tomorrow. Baltimore's already played. Then Monday night up in Boston, there's definitely going to be a cold game for that. The Commanders are at home for Sunday night. Probably be pretty chilly in that one. I mean, the temperature's definitely changed as the calendar will be December. December's Monday. Wow. December's Monday. Halloween. Thanksgiving is come and gone. Black Friday and all these specials. People still out there shopping. You're just about done with that. Hope you didn't spend all your paycheck and your kids' college fund and all that great stuff. Save some money, I guess. But, you know, I did some shopping. Won't lie. I did mine online, though. I did not see the inside of a store. I mean, definitely all online for me. I caught some deals. I bought some new luggage. I bought some new shoes. I bought me some new workout AirPods. You know, I'm on this new workout regimen. And there were some AirPods that were usually like $90 on sale for $15. I bought two pairs because, you know, eventually they'll die, right? And I have a backup ready to go. So I bought two pairs. I'm not mad at it. Did you catch any deals, Dom? You a shopper?
Sometimes I am, but not this year.
You didn't catch anything?
Nothing too crazy.
All right. I mean, you got Christmas presents to buy for the girlfriend. You know,
that is true.
You need to look out for the deals. You need to look out for the deals now.
Yeah, Cyber Monday.
I don't believe in that. I mean, because what's the difference?
One is just Cyber Monday is just for online.
But everything, you know, the prices, you know, change. I mean, I'll wait to see. I'll get the email Cyber Monday. We'll see what happens. Hopefully on Monday when we wake up for Cyber Monday, we are celebrating both a Falcons and Hawks victory because both teams will be back in action tomorrow. Okay? All day here on 99 The Game, we will have Falcons coverage for you. Of course, the Falcons pregame show starts at 9 a.m. Andy Bunker's back. Joe Patrick will join him. They'll be in studio tomorrow because the Falcons are in New Jersey or New York or whatever you want to call it. They'll be in New Jersey playing New York Jets. Fireman Ed and everybody will be in attendance. Hopefully, the Falcons get a victory. The Falcons postgame show will go right after. That's Mike Johnson and Grant McCauley. And then the Falcons flyover will be the reaction show. Chris Thomas hosting. I'll be producing, and I'll be lining the calls up. And we hope that it's a Falcons victory. I mean, if the Falcons, I mean, but let's just be real. This is what the Falcons do, okay? We lost to the Dolphins. Not a good team. When we lost to the Panthers the first time, we all thought they weren't a good team. Okay, so sometimes the Falcons are very good at playing down to teams that we assume we are better than. We need to reverse that narrative. There should be games that we go into and say, we're better than this team. We've got more talent. We are going to win this game. Not even close. We're going to go in here and dominate them. That should be the case tomorrow. The Jets are a two-win football team. They are not good. They are not good. They're starting their second quarterback, backup quarterback, whatever it is. He's an old vet. Tyrod Taylor, been around the league a long time. He's not that good. You know, he's got some mobility. He's got a strong arm. But if he was really that good, he'd have been a starting quarterback in this league for a long time. A few teams gave him a chance to be the starting quarterback. The Bills gave him the chance back in the day to be the franchise QB. He didn't live up to it, okay? You got a first-year head coach, a team that's not playing well. This should be an easy win for the Falcons. But as we know, the Falcons don't make anything an easy win. I don't think they even know what the definition of easy win is, okay? So we'll see what happens. The Hawks will be back on the hard court tomorrow. They will be in Philly, okay? They'll be taking on a Philly team that is getting healthy and playing well as of late. Joel Embiid is back. He is easy to drop 30 points on any given night, but you got to contain him. Tyrese Maxey is playing like an all-star. So, Dyson Daniels, that's probably going to be your assignment. Slow him down. Keep us in this game. Last year was an anomaly for the 76ers. They were injured all year long. They didn't make the playoffs. They're back to being what they should be. I still don't think PG-13 is back. I don't know if will he ever play basketball again? I mean, I'm not quite sure if he's back. Dom, maybe you can confirm whether or not PG-13 is playing tomorrow. But I do know that Philly is a good team.
They're a good team. I don't know if PG-13 is going or not. I think he's still out.
I mean, give it up at this point. I mean what's he play, like 10 games a year?
Listen, man, if they're still willing to give you a bag, why not?
But that's highway robbery. For what he did to the Clippers and what he's now doing to the 76ers, he should be ashamed of himself.
It's not my fault that I get hurt and teams continue to pay me.
That's great. That's what it is. That's what it is. So we both think PG-13 will be out. But still, the Sixers are a formidable opponent. Get that victory. Come back home. They got back-to-back. So they leave Philly on Sunday to go to Detroit on Monday. So those are two very good teams on back-to-back nights. The Hawks definitely will have to play smart, hard, fast, and good, clean basketball if you want to win one or even both of those games. Because two playoff-caliber teams, of course, Detroit all year for the first parts of the year have been, if not the best team in basketball, of course, Oklahoma City Thunder have definitely a lot to say about that. They've definitely been the best team in the East. They are still currently 15-4, and they were 15-1 or 2. You know, they had only lost two games like 2 weeks ago, so they've lost a couple here. They've actually lost two in a row, believe it or not. The Pistons have lost two in a row, so they're kind of maybe returning back to the pack, but they're still 15-4, best team in the East. Toronto, who saw this coming? The Toronto Raptors are the number two team in the Eastern Conference. The Heat have gotten hot. They're up to number three, which is where the Hawks were. Like 2 weeks ago, we were the number three team in the Eastern Conference. Now it's the Heat, New York Knicks, and then us, the Atlanta Hawks. We're actually tied with the Knicks, and we're one game behind the Miami Heat. So some tough games coming up for the Hawks. A lot of games this week. I think four games this week. So you play Sunday night against Philly in Philly. You play Monday night against the Pistons in Detroit. Then you return home Wednesday. You will host the Beard and the Clippers. And then you will be home Friday. Woo! Woo! The Joker's coming to town Friday. Woo! That's a gauntlet. That's something serious right there. So you get Philly with Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey. Go to Detroit, who's the number one team in the Eastern Conference. Come home to host the Beard, even though the Clippers aren't playing really good. It's the Beard. He going to drop 50, okay?
I was going to say, I don't think people understand. James Harden quite literally is like the only thing standing between the Oklahoma City Thunder getting another like top three pick in the lottery, because he's single-handedly trying to win the Clippers games.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. I don't watch the games. I watch the highlights, and you just ESPN says it. Harden drops 50, Clippers lose again. Harden drops 45, Clippers lose again. And every once in a while, he'll drop 50, and the Clippers win. Don't let that be Wednesday. Don't let that be Wednesday. Come on now. Somebody, you know, let him know. Magic City's open till 4 in the morning. He can go do – but still, he'll be at the Magic City before the game, playing the game, and then go back afterwards and still get his points. So, and then you got the Joker. The Joker coming to town on Friday. Is he the best player in basketball? He's definitely an MVP candidate. I mean,
he's up there.
I mean, it's going to be real tough with what Oklahoma City is doing. Do you know they're 18, 19, and 1, something crazy like 19 and 1 are the Oklahoma City Thunder.
I don't think the rest of the league fully understands how screwed they are.
Screwed. That's a.
Screwed they are.
Because they're so young?
Because the Thunder have nothing but draft capital. The Thunder have nothing but young talent that they are more than happy to give
max contracts to.
And like they just
and they're getting Williams back this week.
Yes.
They're 19-1 and they're arguably their second best player has not played a game this year.
As like this team is built
to last.
I genuinely think we are seeing the beginning of the next dynasty, and I like legitimately think the Thunder could win 4 or 5 championships
over
the next decade. Yes.
You know what? You are not saying something that a lot of people are going to disagree with. Because remember this, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was originally a Los Angeles Clipper. Okay? He came over in the trade for James Harden, did he not? Yes, he did. Okay? So they traded for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the reigning MVP, who's on his way to repeating as MVP. Only person that might can knock him off is the Joker. The guy we're going to see next Friday. A tough week for the Hawks. Once again, tomorrow night versus Philly. Catch that game on V103. Monday night, doesn't get any easier. Back-to-backs with the Pistons. You fly home, get a day off. Wednesday night, you got the Beard. Clippers aren't good, but he plays well. Friday night at home, you get the Denver Nuggets and the Joker. Tough week for the Hawks. We can get 3 out of 4. Heck, we can go 2-2. I'll be happy. Let's see what they can do. We'll talk about it more as the week goes on. I'm back next Saturday. We'll see how the Hawks had a good week. We'll see. All right, one more segment to go, then I'm going to get out of here. And we actually have a late football game tonight. We got Notre Dame and Stanford here on Sports Radio 99 Game. So I'll wrap this puppy up, update some scores, and then we'll turn it over to Notre Dame and...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very
happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Stanford. Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game. Taking me back, Dom. Can you moonwalk, Dom? Can you do? You know what the moonwalk is, Dom?
Oh, of course I know what it is. Can I do it like effectively, efficiently? No,
I don't think anybody can do it. I don't think anybody can do it effectively. How he did it, we don't know. It was the shoes.
It was the shoes and the socks.
Almost done here. I'm actually looking forward to watching and or listening to Notre Dame and Stanford here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Notre Dame is a 32-point road favorite at Stanford. I'm going to say that again. They are a 32-point road favorite at Stanford. Now, I know Stanford's not good. They're 4-7. But how are you a 32-point? I mean, this ain't undefeated Ohio State that's coming in there. Notre Dame's got two losses. Now, I know Notre Dame has won 9 straight games, and they scored 70 points last week. Notre Dame scored 70 points last week. I think Jeremiah Love has reestablished himself as probably the best running back in college football. He will probably get an invitation to New York for the Heisman ceremony. Don't think he'll win it, but he'd probably be one of the four that get invited. And Notre Dame's a good team. Marcus Freeman could be getting some phone calls about open college jobs here this week. Who knows? Who knows? Because Notre Dame will win 10 in a row. If they win tonight, that pretty much locks them into the college football playoff. Will they be? The question comes down for Notre Dame because I think they're currently number 9. Will they make it into the top 8 and be able to host one of those first-round games? Because you notice what they want. They want to host a first-round game in South Bend, Indiana. When those new rankings come out next week, how far does Texas A&M fall? I want to say, aren't they the only top 10 team to lose this week? Alabama is up big. Right now, 17, well, not big, but up 17-6 over Auburn at the half. So that's still a football game, 11 points. I don't think anybody else in the top 10 has lost this weekend. Not like 2 weeks ago when like 6 top 10 teams lost. So Texas A&M will probably fall to 6 or 7. Texas Tech completely just abolished West Virginia today.
Yeah.
So they're going to go up to 3.
Oklahoma had a scare against LSU today.
But they won, right?
Yeah, it was 13-7.
And they're number 9, right? Who are they? Are they 8 or 9? Are they 10?
They're 8.
So 8 almost lost. 9 is Notre Dame. They're still going to play. They'll win more than likely. So nobody in the top 10. Oregon took care of business. Oklahoma had a scare, but they'll still be ranked. BYU, Miami. So there's not going to be a lot of change in this week's CFP rankings.
It's just going to be a matter of how far does A&M fall.
And I think, I mean, you're 11-1. You lost in Texas. It wasn't at home. Texas is still a formidable program. Like you said, if they hadn't lost to whoever, their only losses would be Georgia and Alabama, right? Something like that. So they don't fall out of the top 10. They probably don't fall out of the top 6. Georgia moves up to 3. Texas Tech moves up to 4. Ole Miss probably moves up to 5. Maybe they fall to 6. They might stay at 5. Who knows? Oregon.
I say you're going to put them over Oregon?
Oregon has a chance. Well, actually, Oregon's not in the Big Ten Championship. Yeah. I'm putting them over Oregon. I sure am.
Both would be 11-1.
Yep. 11-1 in the SEC, to me, is stronger than 11-1 in the Big Ten. It is. So, but I'm not on the committee. So we'll see how that goes. But still, they don't fall in the top 8, which means they do get a first-round game in College Station, Texas, when the rankings come out or the first-round matchups come up. So if Texas Tech wins the Big 12, they'll get in the top 4. They'll stay in the top 4. Georgia needs to win the SEC. If Georgia loses the SEC championship game, do they fall out of the, they don't fall in the top 8, they probably host the game in Athens. So it's still a lot to be determined. And which of these teams will get in and get out. After tonight, only the championship games are left. Only the championship games are left. Number 1 versus number 2 will be in the Big 10. So one of those two teams has to lose. If you're number 1 Ohio State and you somehow lose to Indiana, do you fall out of the top 4? I say you shouldn't. Didn't that happen to Alabama or Georgia something like a couple years ago? They went into the SEC championship game, number 1, lost, and they still stayed in the top 4 or something like that. So if you're Ohio State and you lose to Indiana, Indiana's can score a lot of points. If it comes down to a shootout, who knows? Do they fall out of top 4? If Indiana loses to Ohio State, I predict they do fall out of the top 4. If Indiana loses to Ohio State in the Big Ten championship, they fall out of top 4, but they don't fall out of the top 8. Woo, there's going to be a lot of jockeying for positions still to be determined. Couple games still going on tonight in this rivalry weekend. Virginia is about a quarter away from stamping their trip to the ACC championship game in Charlotte. Virginia is ranked 19th in the college football playoffs. But if they win the ACC, they get an automatic bid as a conference champion. That's going to send somebody home. SMU is 21, but they're currently losing to Cal. So I think if SMU loses, they're down 17-7 to Cal in Cal. And remember, SMU and Cal are in the ACC.
You know who else is in the ACC?
Who?
Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels.
He's about to finish 4-8.
Yeah, they're losing 28-10 right now to NC State. I just wanted to make fun of them.
You can do that again. I don't care. 4-8 is Bill Belichick going to be in his first season as the head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels. The question becomes, will there be a second season? Will there be a second season for Coach Bill Belichick?
You know what I hope? More than anything, more than getting a second season, more than anything, I pray that someone has the guts and the money to convince the production team that was around this UNC team. You remember at the beginning of the year, UNC had they were going to do a Hard Knock style show.
Yeah, I remember that coming out, yeah. Did they get scrapped?
Yeah, it got scrapped before, right? Yeah, it got scrapped before, like, because the season started off so terribly.
There's some footage out there.
Well, what I'm saying is because they started filming for the show, they just were going to put it out, like, later on in the season.
You wanted to come out still?
I need the footage. I need to see the train wreck that was happening behind the scenes. I need it.
Well, this is the deal. The only way that happens, because if North Carolina is still okay with it, they get final cut. Like, what's the word I'm looking for? Final cut.
Final, like, editing and, like, approval, right, and stuff, you know, like that for post-production.
Okay.
Yeah.
If they're not included, then we'll actually see some of that stuff. But if they are included...
Well, that's my thing. Because if they scrap the idea, then that means that, like, the footage is just
there. Who owns the footage? Who owns it?
So that's my thing. Because I believe that it was going to be shot through Amazon Prime. It was either Amazon Prime or Hulu that was going to be doing it.
So you think they own it?
It's either Amazon Prime or Disney that owns it, is what I would assume.
That's going to be a legal case. That's going to be a legal case.
I hope.
If North Carolina does not want that footage to be seen, they will go to court and they will drag it out for years. And by the time it gets done, no one's going to care. So we'll see. That's very interesting. But he's about, what, 20 minutes away from finishing 4-8 in his first season? Will that be his lone season in Chapel Hill? And help me out. Before you say it, help me understand this. This is rivalry weekend, right?
Yep.
Why is it not North Carolina versus Duke rivalry weekend? That's great their question. Biggest rival, right?
It is, but, I mean, neither one of them are really football schools. They're more basketball schools, so I guess.
And so it's the battle of the state?
Yeah, I guess.
Because those are two state universities?
Yeah, that probably makes a little more sense.
Because Duke is a
football.
Private school?
Yeah.
So is the University of North Carolina versus the University of North Carolina State? Okay.
I can see that. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. We worked it out.
Yeah, there it is. But still. Once again, 4-8, Bill Belichick and his lone season.
That's what I was going to say. I know, because you were one of the people, I believe, early on who said that this was a bad move and it wasn't going to work out.
No, absolutely. And I was happy to see him suffer.
Did you foresee it being this bad?
I did.
Like,
he has no talent. The roster at the University of North Carolina's football team is very shy on good talent. And I don't care. I mean, we've heard every analyst say it. It's not the X's and O's. Sometimes it is the Jimmys and the Joes. I don't care how good of a coach you are. When you're going out there each week and the team on the other sideline is so far superiorly talented than you are, you're not going to win. What really is going to be the key factor is, now that he's going into year two, if he gets year two, you know National Signing Day is this week. What will his recruiting class look like? What will his transfer portal class look like? Because National Signing Day is this week for high school seniors. They can sign their national letter of intent. It's either Tuesday or Wednesday that they can officially sign. So all these seniors who have committed can't actually sign their name until later this week. So all the big names will get their sign. University of Georgia is actually on pins and needles because the reports I've read said that Jared Curtis, who is the number two quarterback in the country, who is committed to the University of Georgia, is from Nashville and was at the Vanderbilt, Tennessee game today. And with Vanderbilt winning, you know the first thing they did was went over to him and said, hey, you know you want to come here. Why do you want to go to Georgia when you're a Nashville kid and we are on the come up? I don't know, Coach. Coach, you got a big Chuck Lee, whatever his name is, got a big old contract. He's somewhere tonight trying to talk Jared Curtis to come to Vanderbilt. So we'll see. That's a big, big, big wait-and-see moment for Georgia this week. Now, this is the deal. If Jared Curtis decides to flip and leaves Georgia and goes to Vanderbilt, guess what? Ryan Puglisi and they got another kid. They've got two quarterbacks waiting in the wings next year to take over. And I do believe Gunnar Stockton can come back, right? I don't think Gunnar Stockton's out of eligibility. But the quarterback room at the University of Georgia is not empty. The talent at the University of Georgia is not slim. Those cupboards are full. Those cupboards are full. And if Jared Curtis, the number one, number two, depending on where you get your analysis, quarterback in the country, he is five stars. If he decides that Georgia's not going to be in school, we'll find out this week, Kirby's going to be okay. Kirby's not going to sit down and cry in his beer, okay? He's not going to throw his coffee on the wall. He's going to be just fine, okay? We'll see. I bet you Kirby's good to get some flips. Come Wednesday or whatever day it is, the National Signing Day is, there's going to be some names that might get flipped. He's good for that.
I know we're getting ready to close the show. We don't have a ton of time left, but is there at least, though, a little bit of a concern that it seems, and granted you've been able to win national titles without it, but is there a little bit of a concern with maybe UGA and, to that extent, Kirby's lack of ability to really recruit and land those elite-level quarterbacks? Like, I feel like Georgia always gets by with guys who are solid, but never have the extremely talented guys, or when they do have the extremely talented guys, they end up transferring out because they don't play, a la Justin Fields. So do you look at that as an, like, if Jared Curtis leaves, that's another elite talent that you had here, or at least that was supposed to be elite, that you couldn't hold on to and you couldn't keep.
Okay. I'll answer that question really quick for you because we got to get out of here for Notre Dame and Stanford. The answer is no. When you're pitting 15 guys on the defensive side of the ball in the NFL year in and year out, the answer is no. Kirby is a defensive coach. He puts guys in the NFL. He's got running backs going to the NFL. He's got offensive linemen going to the NFL. Anybody can play quarterback at the University of Georgia. Alabama did it for years. I know Alabama gets guys drafted. They usually don't do very well. Okay? Alabama was the king of give me a decent quarterback and watch me go win this thing. And that's where he learned, and that's what he does. So the answer is no. I hope Jerry Curtis shows up in Athens. If he doesn't, the Bulldogs will be just fine. Just fine. And that's my time. I got to get out of here because we got to run some commercials, and then we got to turn this thing over to Notre Dame and Stanford. Thank you for Dom for producing. Thank you for the brand manager, Mike Conti, for giving me my opportunity. And thank you for Maddox Martin for coming in and sitting in with me. I'll be back next Saturday for more Time Out with Eric Slaughter. For then, I'm out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.